Hey there, adventurers. Welcome to a super special deep dive just for you. Today, we're diving into a story all about a treasure hunt. A magical island, and the best kind of treasure you can find. Are you ready for an adventure?
Oh, I love a good treasure hunt. Stories like this are so much fun because they let us use our imaginations and explore new places, all from the comfort of our own homes.
That's right. This story is about two siblings, Tasha and Jermaine. They get to spend the whole summer with their grandpa on his island. And let me tell you, it's not just any island.
What makes this island so special is the sense of mystery and adventure that surrounds it. It's almost like the island itself is a character in the story, full of secret spots and hidden wonders.
Exactly. And their grandpa's super cool, too. He's known for telling amazing stories and knows every inch of the island like the back of his hand. But here's where it gets really exciting. One day, Tasha and Jermaine are exploring grandpa's study, a room filled with all sorts of cool stuff. They find a dusty old chest hidden away in a corner. And guess what's inside?
This is the part I always love. It's like opening a time capsule or finding a secret message in a bottle. That feeling of discovery, of uncovering something hidden, is what makes treasure hunts so thrilling.
I know, and what they find is a treasure map, a real map, with faded lines and a big red X marking the spot. Jermaine's all like, "Whoa, is this real?" And Grandpa just smiles and says, "Sure is. I hid that treasure myself back when I was your age."
I love that detail. It connects Grandpa to the adventure, showing that he was once a young explorer, just like Tosh and Jermaine. It also adds a touch of family history and tradition to this story.
Right. It's like Grandpa's passing down his love for adventure to his grandkids. So armed with the map and their excitement, Tasha and Jermaine set off on their treasure hunt.
Remember how we talked about the island being like a character? Well, the clues on the map lead Tasha and Jermaine to some of the island's most interesting spots. The first clue sends them to the beach, where the water meets the sand.
Classic first stop.
Right.
But even on the beach, there are hidden wonders to be found. They search along the shore and finally spot a small rock with an arrow pointing further down the beach. It's like the island itself is whispering secrets to them.
And that's the beauty of nature, isn't it? There's always something new to discover, even in places we think we know well. The next clue leads them to a very special tree. The twisted tree, as Grandpa called it.
Oh, yeah. This tree is awesome. It's got branches that twist and turn in all directions, almost like it's dancing. And hanging from one of those branches is a tiny shell tied with a piece of string inside. Another clue.
I wonder what clever clue Grandpa came up with this time. Do you think it rhymes?
Let's find out. This clue tells him to head to the forest where the birds sing loudest. Now, this island is filled with forests, but only one where the bird song is super loud and lively.
Ooh, that's a good one. It encourages Tasha and Jermaine to use their ears and really pay attention to the sounds of nature. It's like a little sound puzzle.
Totally. They head into the forest, following the sounds of birds chirping and singing. The sunlight filters through the leaves, and everything feels magical. After a while, they find a bright red feather stuck in a tree stump. They pull it out, and underneath, there's a carved wooden arrow pointing up a hill.
I bet they were getting tired by this point. All that exploring can be hard work. Do you think they wanted to give up?
Not Tosh and Jermaine. They're determined to find Grandpa's treasure. As they start climbing the hill, Jermaine wonders if the treasure is a chest full of gold, you know, like pirates have. But Tasha thinks it might be something even more special.
That's an interesting thought. It makes you wonder, what would be more valuable than gold on a treasure hunt like this? We'll have to wait and see what Tasha has in mind.
Right. I guess we'll find out in the next part of our deep dive. Stay tuned, adventurers, to see what happens next on Tasha and Jermaine's treasure hunt.
Welcome back, treasure hunters. When we left off, Tasha and Jermaine were climbing a hill, following the clues on their grandpa's map. They were getting close to the treasure, and we were all wondering what amazing things they might find.
I bet that climb was tough, but I have a feeling the view from the top of that hill was pretty awesome. What do you think?
Oh, I bet it was breathtaking. And you know what else? At the very top, carved into a rock, they found the final clue.
Ooh, this is it, the moment of truth. What did the clue say?
It said, "Where the sun sets, the treasure rests." That sounds mysterious and poetic, don't you think? It reminds me of a riddle.
It does. So did Tasha and Jermaine know where to go? Where does the sun set?
Well, they figured out that the sun sets in the west, right? So they raced toward the western shore of the island, hoping to find the treasure before the sun dipped below the horizon.
I can just picture them running with the wind in their hair, the sun starting to turn the sky. All sorts of beautiful colors. What an adventure.
It sounds like something out of a movie. And when they reached the western shore, they found a patch of sand that looked like it had been recently dug up. Someone had been there.
Ooh, exciting. So they started digging, right? Did they use their hands or did they find a shovel somewhere?
They grabbed a sturdy stick and started digging carefully, and guess what? They hit something hard.
No way! They found the treasure. I knew they would.
Yeah.
But what was it? Was it a big, heavy chest overflowing with gold coins?
It wasn't exactly like that. They carefully cleared away the sand and uncovered a small wooden chest. It was beautifully carved with seashells and stars, almost like it came from a magical underwater world.
Wow, a treasure chest from the sea. That's even cooler than a pirate chest.
Yeah.
But what was inside? That's the most important part.
Well, before we open that treasure chest and reveal its secrets, let's take a moment to think about what Tasha and Jermaine have already discovered on their journey. They followed the clues, explored the island, and learned so much about nature along the way.
That's true. They had to use their brains to solve the clues, their eyes to spot the landmarks, and their ears to follow the sounds of the forest.
Exactly. They worked together as a team and never gave up, even when the clues were tricky or the path was difficult. And along the way, they got to experience the beauty of their grandpa's island in a whole new way.
So maybe the real treasure wasn't just about what was inside the chest. Maybe it's about the whole adventure. What do you think?
I think you're right, and I think Tasha and Jermaine are starting to realize that too. But we'll have to wait until the next part of our deep dive to find out what's inside that magical treasure chest and what other secrets Grandpa's Island holds. Stay tuned.
All right, adventurers, we're back and ready to uncover the secrets inside that treasure chest. I bet you're just as excited as I am to see what Tasha and Jermaine find.
Me too. It's been quite a journey with them, hasn't it? They've searched high and low, followed all sorts of clues, and learned so much about their grandpa's magical island.
They really have. And now, the moment we've all been waiting for. Tasha carefully lifts the lid of the treasure chest. And what's in there?
Inside the chest, they find a collection of amazing things. Not piles of gold or sparkling jewels, but treasures that tell stories and spark the imagination.
Ooh, I love treasures like that. What kind of treasures are we talking about?
First, they find a pair of binoculars, perfect for spotting faraway ships sailing on the horizon or getting a closer look at the birds and the trees.
Wow, binoculars. I bet Jermaine loved those. He could pretend to be a pirate captain searching for new lands.
You bet. And right next to the binoculars, they find a compass. Its needle still pointing north, guiding explorers on their adventure.
A compass. That's so cool. I bet their grandpa used that compass to explore every corner of the island when he was a kid.
That's what I was thinking. It's like a little piece of their grandpa's own adventures passed down to them. And there's more. They also find a tiny glass bottle filled with sand from the island.
A bottle of sand. That's an interesting treasure. It might not seem like much, but it's a reminder of their adventures. A little piece of the island they can keep forever.
Exactly. It's a memory bottled up, waiting to be shared and cherished. But there's one more treasure in the chest, and it's perhaps the most special of all.
Okay, I can't wait any longer. What is it?
At the bottom of the chest, Tasha and Jermaine find a leather-bound journal, its pages filled with their grandpa's handwriting and drawings. It's his own journal from when he was a boy exploring the island.
Wow, a secret journal. I bet it's filled with stories about his adventures, the secrets he discovered, and maybe even some maps of his own.
You're right. It's like a window into their grandpa's past, a way to connect with him and learn about his love for the island. And you know what? Tucked inside the journal, there's a special note just for Tasha and Jermaine.
A note from Grandpa. What does it say? I bet it's something important.
In his note, Grandpa tells them, "My dear Tasha and Jermaine, the real treasures aren't gold or jewels, but the memories you make, the things you learn, and the beauty you discover along the way. Always keep exploring, keep your eyes open, and you'll find treasures everywhere you look."
Wow, that's beautiful. Grandpa's teaching them that the real treasure is the adventure itself, the time spent exploring and the joy of discovering new things.
He's right, isn't he? It's like what we were talking about earlier. The treasure wasn't just about what was inside the chest, but about the whole journey.
Exactly. And I think Tasha and Jermaine understand that now. They learned that exploring with their own two eyes, using their imaginations, and spending time in nature are the best treasures anyone could ask for.
What a wonderful story. And the best part is, it reminds us that we can all be explorers, just like Tasha and Jermaine. We can create our own adventures, discover our own treasures, and make memories that will last a lifetime.
So the next time you're outside, take a moment to look around. What do you see? What do you hear? What can you discover? You never know what treasures you might find. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive adventure, explorers. Keep on exploring and have fun.